Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Tim sent me a story out of Florida, and this is one of those ones that makes you scratch your head, makes you wonder how it could happen, and it's entertaining. All wrapped together. From WFLA, the news channel out of Florida. Mystery joyride. Man gets tickets and tolls and finds lingerie in Jeep after it was in a Clearwater repair shop. So in other words, his Jeep was out having fun while it was supposed to be getting better. Shannon Benkin wrote the story, also did a piece on that channel, and the name of her pieces are called Better Call Benkin, and she's a consumer reporter, and she follows up on stories like this, and this is one that's just absolutely fascinating. Out of Clearwater, a man named Victor Odo dropped off his Jeep at a Clearwater repair shop. And he's kind of curious now what it was doing while it was there, because he's now received parking tickets and toll charges in different counties while his 2003 Jeep Liberty was supposed to be at a repair shop getting fixed. It was getting something. There's more. Odo claims that while he's cleaning up the car, after he got it back, he found sand and stains in the back seat, clothing tags, and a lacy thong in the back under the passenger seat. So he says, and this is a quote, "People are joyriding in my car while I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere," because it was apparently his only car. So Odo contacted Better Call Benkin for answers, and they started digging into it. So Odo dropped off his Jeep because the check engine light was on. He has text messages between him and the owner of the shop to prove the dates. So there's a paper trail there, although it's a virtual paper trail. And apparently, it took them 3 weeks to diagnose, fix, work on, whatever it was. But he got the Jeep back 3 weeks later, and he says that it still wasn't quite completely fixed. But then it got better. Parking tickets in the mail. One for a Saturday at 12:58 a.m. Somebody got a $40 ticket at a beach near Tampa. Then at 5:11 p.m. the same day, someone got a parking ticket for an expired meter in Clearwater. So we can kind of track the movements of the Jeep. Presumably there were people in the Jeep. It's a question of what they're doing in it. On another day, the following Thursday, when it was still in the repair shop's custody, there were two SunPass charges on the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. One was going north at 10:58 a.m. One was going south at 12:24 p.m. And Florida is one of those states that has toll roads. A couple different ways you can do it. But one is you get a little transponder that you stick on your windshield, and you put money on it through the internet. And as you pass underneath the thing, it takes money off your transponder. You can also get stickers that go on your window. A couple different ways. But the point is that you can go online and check out your account and see when the transponder got hit and where. So this is another reason that this internet of everything is making life more difficult for bad people. When asked about this, the owner of the shop told investigator Shannon Benkin that none of this happened and the car wasn't at the shop yet. "I refuse to acknowledge your reality." When asked about the text messages indicating that the car had been dropped off and then picked up, he then said he would investigate. "Oh, wait, there's evidence? Hold on, let me back up." He did say he didn't believe any of his employees would joyride in a $250 Jeep. And there you go, the cherry on the top of the cake, the icing is to insult the customer and call his Jeep a $250 Jeep. So the guy brings you business and you're making fun of his car after one of your people took it for a joyride. When reached by phone the next week, the owner of the shop said the only person who could have possibly taken the Jeep on a joyride was currently in jail on murder charges. He then wouldn't give a name, and he added that the alleged murder took place after the man picked up his Jeep, and then he cut off communication with Better Call Benkin. So just to be clear here, the Jeep got dropped off, joyridden, picked up, and a murder occurred, and the auto shop is saying that the murder was possibly committed by the person joyriding in the Jeep, who's now in jail, but was not murdering people in the Jeep, or something to that effect. At one point, the owner of the shop said he would pay for the parking tickets, but Odo says he has not yet heard from him and has not gotten paid. And Odo is a commercial driver. He tells the reporter, Shannon Benkin, that he has to dispute the tickets in court because he worries it could impact his license. I don't want these on my record. Meanwhile, Odo also complained to Florida's Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, and a spokesperson said this is under investigation. And I don't know how good of an investigation they're going to do in Florida. I know that in most states, including Michigan, if you file a complaint about a repair shop, the state of Michigan will take your complaint and add it to a pile of stuff that looks like the ending scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I know that because I know people who've worked in the office. I've had friends who work there. I got to know some of them very well. And I don't fault them. It was always two or three people trying to do the work of 200 or 300. And there is an exponential problem that occurs when you underfund and understaff a group that is supposed to police a field of endeavor. And so in Michigan, we used to have what's called the Bureau of Automotive Regulation. They changed it to the Bureau of Regulatory Services. I'm not even sure what it's called now. But there used to be a group of people who oversaw repair shops and automobile dealerships. And somewhere along the line, they got underfunded and understaffed and downsized and shrunk. And it literally at one point in time was a corner office on one floor, one building in Lansing. And there were, I think, four people there, possibly two field investigators for the whole state. And so what happens is, as people get away with stuff, they become more brazen and start getting away with more stuff. And then what happens after that is that the investigators go, oh, all we have time for is we can't stomp out the little fires. All we can do is approach the forest fires and worry about them. That's why you'll hear about somebody crazy who's just doing stuff like, you know, a dealership that rolls back odometers on a regular basis and gets caught. Or, you know, a dealership that's, you know, buying and selling stolen cars gets caught. But a dealership that's simply letting employees joyride vehicles, I doubt they'll do anything about it. Now, in Florida, maybe. But I've not heard much about other states that are very, very active on these kinds of cases. So maybe they can prove me wrong, and I wish they would. But this is a kind of crazy story, though. When you get your car back, and it's got stuff in there like, I don't know, someone else's thong. You know it's not yours. You know you didn't put it there. And you wonder how it got there. Especially because we know where this Jeep was at particular times because it got the parking tickets to prove it. So it's a disturbing story all around. I can tell you right now that my Ford Explorer is at the body shop getting worked on. And when I pick it up, I expect that the mileage is not going to be inflated from when I dropped it off, and I'm expecting that I'm not going to get parking tickets from other cities saying, oh, while your vehicle is being worked on, it was parked over here illegally. Congratulations. With my luck, it was taken to Chicago and got booted. But I'm just joking. Didn't happen. So that's what happened there. Tim, thanks for the story. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If it's not one thing, it's your mother.